Hey, vet.
I'm literally in your brain. You don't have to start every conversation with, hey, vet.
Right. So, vet, hey?
I give up. Just get to the part after the hey, vet.
It's Halloween tomorrow. Do we need to do anything?
Oh, fuck. I forgot. Oh, Lucifer. I didn't send my mom a card! I'm never gonna hear the end of this. Fuck my entire life.
There is so much to unpack there. Can't you just use demon magic to get a card there faster? And more importantly, what in Lord Buddha's name is a Halloween card?
Shut up! I'm trying to think. Fuck. Fuck! Fuck!
Vet, you're scaring me. I've never seen you seem worried.
Okay, okay. I can probably call Furfur and have him just put a letter in your mailbox. He still owes me for that thing with Beale, no one and nothing.
Vet? Did you just say Furfur? The fuck is a Furfur?
Furfur, my man! You still standing in a triangle of truth? Good. I need you to... Yes, I fucking forgot. I've been a little busy suppressing the will of a host. Some of us are actually out here possessing people. Yes, yes, I understand. No, I didn't call a... Look, it's not going to matter because I'm here and... Fine. If you do those two things, I'll owe you one. No, one. I can't believe you're busting my balls this hard when you command more demons than the population of Guam. Yeah, well, I gotta bust your balls about that, because if you're not standing in the triangle of truth, you only speak left. Wait. You're not actually standing in the triangle of truth, are you? What color is Satan's fur? Shut the fuck up. I know you're lying. Look, do you promise not to do what I asked? Fine. Good enough.
Stop ignoring me. I'll evict you. Or something.
Yeah. To you too. Happy Halloween. And Johnny, shut the fuck up when I'm talking to hell. You'll regret it for more reasons than you can know. And Furfur is great Earl of Hell. Commander of 29 legions. You should show him the proper deference, even if it's from fear alone. Understand?
Yes, sir. Wait, you're not sir to me. You're basically couch surfing in my brain.
You couldn't remove me if you tried. I'm more attached to you than a symbiote. Just be glad I'm not making you physically grovel. I could. Don't test me.
Oh, please tell me you weren't responsible for the Venom movie. That was rough.
Focus. I'm the demon in this relationship, which means you are the feeble host who doesn't get to make demands.
You can't keep doing that. I demand
the reason I can't just magic a card to my mom is that she would know. And she's, old-fashioned. You may have heard of her. Lilith.
Who?
Adam's first wife. She was the first to descend from the mortal plane to the infernal. She reigned supreme until she was usurped by Sin, one of her children. Mother of all demons.
Oh.
How did I end up a non-Christian American? Actually, how did I end up in an American who isn't Christian, Jewish, or Muslim? This is supposed to be the land of the J-Man!
Half American.
Whatever. Point is, I can't get on her bad side. It would be unadvisable.
That still leaves us with what the literal fuck is a Halloween card.
You know how I mentioned that souls come from what is essentially a giant sea vent?
No.
What is the point of explaining to you if you're just going to forget?
Don't be snarky. Just remind me.
No. Be confused if you won't pay attention to what I say. Well, that vent is called the ether. And there are many theories as to what's on the other side and why it creates souls. On Halloween, the ether opens wider. and many of the denizens of heaven and hell make a pilgrimage. Some say that one Halloween, the ether will open wide enough to see the other side.
Wait, are you saying that demons have a religion? Are there demon priests? How does that even work?
Basically, it's like the unholiest day of the year for hell. Hell believes that when the ether opens, we'll be able to invade the human world and finally subjugate the mortals once and for all.
That's really fucked up. It's crazy that demons have a reverse rapture, though.
Where do you think you mortals got the rapture from? In what were your Middle Ages? There was a theory that the ether was connected to the human world, and would therefore need your help opening the ether. So, we planted the rapture in a few key minds. Never thought it would turn into this damned rat king.
So why do we know about Halloween?
Fucking Lucifer and his bale damned mouth. Mr. Morningstar couldn't cut ties with heaven when he fell. Motherfucker thought Seraphiel would actually want to be his friend. Got shit-faced and just blabbed all sorts of infernal secrets. And of course, Seraphiel thought telling Gabriel would get him promoted. Little did he know that Gabriel's a backstabbing bird brain, and now Gabriel's an archangel and no one's even heard of fucking Seraphiel.
So Gabriel warned us you guys would come on a Halloween someday, and we decided the best course of action was to disguise ourselves like you?
Dumb, isn't it? Though, very indicative of humanity's general problem-solving ability.
Huh. I'm not sure I want to dress up anymore. You kind of ruined it for me.
You better. We have to be at Oriana's Halloween bash in like 20... Wait, who are you talking to?
Yeah! How long have you been standing there? How did you get in here?
I asked first.
I was talking to... my imaginary... No, actually, I was talking to my inner deep... No, wait, the devil on my shot. I can't think of anything that sounds less pathetic than myself. I was talking to myself alone in my apartment.
Right. Where's your coat rack? I'm hot.
Hell yeah, you are.
What?
Nothing. Coat rack?
A place to hang your coat, so it's not on the furniture or the floor.
Does it look like I have something like that? Just hang it on a doorknob or something. Oh my god. What are you wearing?
Language.
What? It's a costume party. Go big or go home. Besides, I thought I told you I was going as a demon. A Halloween corrupting influence.
What are you doing with your face?
Ugh. Why do I even bother with you? I thought you'd like this. I'm just gonna go.
Wait, no.
Yes?
You never told me how you got in here.
That's what you want to say?
Your lock is broken. Took like 2 seconds to pick. I basically just had to think really hard at it to make it open. No wonder you keep getting robbed. Now goodbye, Johnny.
Quick, she's leaving. She'll be mad if she forgets anything.
Lunette?
Yes? I mean, what?
Don't forget your coat.
Fuck you, shit for brains. I hope you burn.
What the hell just happened? I reminded her of her coat like you said. Vet?
What? Oh yeah. I'm so surprised. I just can't even. Just... wow. So wanna go rob a delivery boy? I bet we can get at least 6 pieces.
Okay.
A string of bizarre robberies continue as 2 delivery boys were robbed of, get this, all the pizzas they were delivering. A total of 8 large pizzas, 3 orders of garlic bread, and 2 orders of chocolate lava crunch cake were stolen. Interestingly, no money, jewelry, or personal electronics were taken. The victims described the thief as a masked man who seemed to be arguing with himself. Authorities warned that the suspect seems to be becoming more erratic as his crime spree continues. While we all want a slice of the pie, this fella takes the cake.
Hey, Lazy Skeleton here. I just wanted to give a special thank you to our patrons. I also wanted to give a shout out to Up All Night, Spooky Stories for Modern Minds, Ignorance Was Bliss, The Last Monday Podcast, This, That, and the Other, The Bird Brain Podcast, We Will Endure, Whichever Path, pomegranates and pitchforks, weeping cedars, a voice from darkness. All of these are awesome creators and you should give all of their shows a listen. And hey, if you like our show, give us a review on iTunes or wherever you can. It helps us reach more ears. November 11th will be episode 3 of Me, My Demon, and I. Stay tuned.